This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. AIDS drugs work by drastically lowering the levels of HIV in the body. That helps people live longer. It also has some people considering whether to take these drugs before they're infected as protection during sex. Studies have not been done to prove whether this works, though researchers are looking at the side effects of taking the drugs when you're healthy, and they're studying whether using AIDS drugs like this encourages people to take unnecessary risks. NPR's Brenda Wilson reports.
AIDS has been around almost as long as 32-year-old Matthew Bell, who's gay and lives in San Francisco. When the city was going through the death and devastation from AIDS in the 1980s, he was growing up in a small Midwestern town.
I'm from the generation of kind of the beginning of MTV, but early on seeing those videos that were promoting safe sex. It's sort of been built into my psyche as long as I've been sexual, that is kind of part of what you do as someone who is having sex and isn't married.
In other words, you don't leave home without your Trojans. Using condoms and knowing a person's HIV status is just part of Bell's very active social life and not something he takes lightly. When people make mistakes, he says, or condoms break, he's heard that the anti-AIDS drugs used to treat people with HIV also offer some protection against getting infected.
The way I had originally almost thought of it was sort of like an HIV morning after pill.
But he hadn't heard of people taking the pills before having sex instead of using a condom to prevent infection. One Centers for Disease Control and Prevention survey done at gay pride events found 7% of gay men had taken tenofovir. It's a fast-acting, powerful anti-AIDS drug. It has few side effects, stays in the body much longer than other drugs, and is believed to prevent or slow reproduction of the virus. For a year, Bell has participated in a San Francisco Department of Health study conducted by Dr. Susan Bookbinder.
We don't actually know if tenofovir or any other agent is found to be effective in reducing the risk of HIV infection when used prior to exposures. And I do want to emphasize that we don't know also how this would need to be taken, so we shouldn't be thinking of this as taking a pill to prevent infection. It may be that it's continual use of the pill, a daily use of the pill, not, for instance, a single pill.
There is research now underway to figure out if this works, but Bookbinder says they also need to know whether it's safe. Her study is enrolling 400 healthy men in San Francisco and Atlanta, half of whom will be given the real thing, half a placebo, every day for 2 years.
There have been some case reports, individuals who have had problems with their kidneys, who are HIV infected and taking tenofovir, and it can be difficult to sort through what's as a result of the HIV, what's as a result of the other HIV medicines that they're on, and what's as a result of tenofovir.
And then she says they want to know how people behave if they think there is something that might prevent infection.
Many people understand how difficult it is to achieve behavior change and maintain that change. And in a situation where there's an effective prevention strategy, we may see paradoxical increases in risk behavior. And if those strategies are less than 100% effective, you could actually overwhelm the beneficial effects of that intervention.
If it is less than 100% effective and more people take risks, then more people become infected. And those who become infected may get a virus that is resistant to tenofovir. Even with these caveats, Dr. Marcus Conant has prescribed the drug for gay men whom he thought ran the risk of becoming infected.
And of course, you discuss with the patient why it may not work. If, for example, the person that he's having sex with is already taking tenofovir and has become resistant to tenofovir, the tenofovir is not going to work that he's taking, because what's being transmitted is a tenofovir-resistant strain. But the patients that I'm talking about already come to me knowing those things. We're talking about very sophisticated patients, in one case a physician.
When it became clear to Conant that no amount of urging them not to engage in risky sex was getting through, he prescribed the drug.
Is it better to let the patient treat themselves and prevent the disease, or is it better to wait till they get the disease and treat them?
The cost, between $400 and $500 for a month's supply, keeps most people from using it casually. For now, Matthew Bell isn't taking any chances. He's not trying to second-guess whether he's getting the drug or not. As part of the study, he sees a behavioral counselor regularly. He volunteered because he hopes the pill will help control the epidemic. But he understands that for others, it means not always having to use a condom.
I don't have a problem, though, if people are being sexual, I guess. And if they want to be more sexual and they can do it in a safe environment, that doesn't disturb me.
Larger international experiments are being undertaken to determine the effectiveness of tenofovir in reducing the risk of HIV. Among sex workers and among married couples where one partner is infected and the other is not. Brenda Wilson, NPR News, Washington.